calling all members of the in crowd. If you want to get in on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X @faderoutednz. You can find us on Facebook, The Fade Route with DNZ. We're on Spreaker. We're on YouTube, The Fade Route with DNZ. Catch our videos. Like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, and spread the word. Order up! We continue our division by division breakdown as we order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we're ordering up the American League East from 5-1. Who you got, D?
All right, so number five, I've got the Red Sox. Devers, Dalback, and Story will not get it done. Their ace, Brian Bello.
Oh, Brian Bello,
sounds
yeah.
Like Brian Bello, he sounds like the lead singer of a one-man band. So I don't think that's going to be getting it done in Massachusetts. Number four, we got the Tampa Bay Rays. I think this is the start of the decline for the Rays. They missed their spot, and I think reality is going to finally catch up with them. Number three, I've got the Blue Jays. I just don't know. I feel like they have the talent, but I just don't think they can get it together. I don't think... I don't think their manager can keep it together for them for 162 games. They're super talented, but I don't know what's going to happen with Alex Manoa. And leadership is a question. And I think they're going to have a tough time this year. Number two, I've got the New York Yankees. And let me tell you, I think everybody knows I'm not a big fan of the Yankees, but I was very tempted to put this team last. But assuming they stay healthy, I think they're gonna scorch the ball. I think they're gonna average 6 to 7 runs per game. I think Anthony Rizzo will be a gem. This is his year. I think Soto's in a contract year. He's gonna play well. Volpe will play better than last year. I'm gonna say they're not gonna be able to count on Gerrit Cole, which is why I have them second and not first. And I think Rendon picks up the slab. I think he gets it done. I think Stroman has a good season. So I'm going to stick with the Yankees being in second. And number one, I think it's going to be Baltimore. I think Adley Rutschman is a MVP candidate. I think Jackson Holliday will come up and contribute. And I think the Baltimore Orioles are the truth. The O's have arrived.
You can't argue with some of these picks, right? I mean, for one, you can't argue the fact that the Boston Red Sox are going to be DFL in this league. They're going to be DFL in this division. And it's hard to say that they won't be the second or third worst team in the American League. Thankfully for them, the Oakland A's exist. Otherwise, they'd probably be the worst team in the American League. Dalbec is a bust. We can call it. Devers, he's going to eat himself off of third base. Trevor Story's not going to play. O'Neill is already...
You know whose idea was it to, walk out on Betts? So I was like, yeah, you know what? Let's let Betts go. We'll sign Trevor Story. We'll be all right.
Chaim Bloom. I'm pretty sure it was Chaim Bloom. Chaim Bloom. The pitching is nothing to be... It's...
Brian Bello, baby.
Brian Bello, Chase Anderson, Cutter Crawford, Tanner Houck. Immortals. True immortals. Garrett Whitlock. Love them. Love them. Complete studs. Liam Hendricks coming back from injury. Kenley Jansen. Will they try to trade? Come on now. I mean, chances are Kenley Jansen will get traded. If he has a good enough... Or if he doesn't have a good enough year, they'll find somebody to take him. But it's just not good. They don't have enough. You're looking at Casas, who could be legit. Devers, we know. O'Neal's decent. Duran is decent. Yoshida, okay, let's see it a second year. Yeah. I've already said too much about the Boston Red Sox. DFL. Number four, we're in agreement on the Rays. Like, the starting pitching, that is what's giving me pause here. Yeah, I get it. You know, it's the bullpen game and all this. But at the end of the day, like, you don't have enough arms. And at the end of the day, bullpen days wear out your staff. That's what bullpen days do. So, you have to be able to have some guys. And your starters are Aaron Civale, Zach Eflin, Ryan Pepio, Jacob Wagsback. Doesn't really inspire. Does not really inspire whatsoever. Now, could they go and get a Mike Clevinger? Could they go get somebody else? Sure. But that bullpen is going to be taxed, man. Now, offensively, they'll be there. Isak Paredes is good. Yandy Diaz is one of the most underrated players in the league. Maybe Junior Caminero comes up. Maybe top prospect Junior Caminero comes up. They just acquired Ben Roethlisberger from the Yankees. Maybe he actually stays healthy. A Rosarena is still there. Siri. Harold Ramirez. Like, you've got some bats here that play. Is your pitching going to keep you in this thing? And I don't think it will. I don't think it will. Number three, I'm taking the Yankees. Like, as good as their offense is, that rotation just sucks. That rotation just sucks. And Gerrit Cole, yeah, he's being reevaluated in June. It's not that he'll be back in June. They're going to reevaluate. There's a chance that Gerrit Cole doesn't pitch at all this year. And what are the Yankees going to do? You whiffed on Jordan Montgomery. You whiffed on Blake Snell. Reports indicate you weren't even close on either. Are you going to get in on, like, the Mike Clevinger? Are you going to sign?
You're really pushing Mike Clevinger. What about Shane Bieber, man?
Is Brian Cashman willing to give up prospects for Shane Bieber? He's a prospect hugger. He is who he is, man, at this point. It's like, I'm not going to trade Spencer Jones for anybody. Jesus Christ could be on this team. And Spencer Jones is more valuable than Jesus Christ. Like, come on. You have to give to get. That's what's going on here. Give to get, sir. That's the whole thing. Nestor Cortez is a solid three. I've seen the Stroh show. You're not missing anything. Carlos Rodon is Carlos Rodon. Schmidt. That's all you need to know. Luke Weaver and Clark Schmidt are your 4 and 5 right now. That's pretty bad. That's really bad. The offense is going to be there. They just got John Birdie from the Marlins. I like that. It gives them a little bit of depth. It gives them a little versatility and speed. It's nice. And that's going to be helpful because LeMahieu is hurt again.
Starting the season on the IL.
Yes, sir. So that train's never late. DJ's hurt. The last three seasons, that train's not late. So they're going to get contributions from Rizzo. They're going to get contributions from Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and Verdugo. Stanton, for their sake, I hope he has a bounce back year. You know, Rizzo, hopefully that concussion is behind him. But there's a chance with that starting pitching. They're buried by June. And Mr. Cole, just, you know, take your sweet time. Take your sweet time. Get healthy. Prepare for next year. Number two, by default, I'm going with the Blue Jays. I think their rotation is a little bit more set. I'm not a fan of Kikuchi. Alek Manoah is who Alek Manoah is. But you have Berríos, Gausman, and Bassett. That's a solid top three. That's a definite solid top three. Hopefully, you know, if you're a Blue Jay fan, you're banking on Bichette, Biggio, Vlad Jr. The outfield's not going to give you much. Like, Varsho's going to be okay. Kevin Kiermaier, he's an Iowash player at this point. Springer, if his back holds up, there's your outfield depth right there. Like, what are you going to do if one of those guys goes down? Isaiah Kiner-Falefa? IKF? We've seen that. We've seen that in the Bronx. So, we've seen that play out. They brought in Justin Turner. I do like that move. He's add some pop. So, we'll see. We'll definitely see. I just think their rotation is a little bit more stable than the Yankees right now. And then number one, we're in agreement. The Baltimore Orioles. How can you not like this? They were good already. They got Corbin Burns, and they didn't take anything off of their major league roster. Like you said before, Jackson Holliday's on the come. He'll be there eventually. Maybe not this year. Maybe next year. But you have a good young rotation. You have a veteran piece in John Means. If he can stay healthy, he's a solid pitcher. And that offense plays. I think the O's are going to be a dangerous team this year. Last year, maybe they outkicked their coverage a little bit. They have a year of experience. They have a year more of maturity. Those bats are more tested. They're more seasoned. And I think you have an ALCS appearance coming to Baltimore this year.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.